Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Philip Bemeir, Chamecha Zecharno Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Akron Zecharno Lebracha. We're in Sefer Tehillim and we're up to Kapitel Kuf Tes. David HaMelech wrote this particular mizmor as he ran away from Shaul HaMelech. Some people had told Lashon Hara about David to Shaul, and they destroyed his name. And so David HaMelech is going to be very, very tough on them. And of course, he will conclude this with his complete confidence that Hashem will respond. So he begins, L'manetzech leDavid Mizmor, Elokeiti Lasi Al Techarash. He turns around when we say leDavid, it means that first the Shekhinah came to him and it came to the Mizmor. And so he says, Hashem, don't be indifferent to those who seek to harm me or to disgrace me, says the Radak. Ki pi Rasha, pi Mirma alai pasachu dibru iti lashon sheker. He says, the mouth of the Rishayim, David's enemies described themselves as friends, while their tongues spoke lashon hara, says the Radak. And they proceeded to go ahead and speak lies. V'dibru sinah sivavuni, they used divrei sinah sivavuni, they used words of hatred to come around me. They got Shaul so upset that he surrounded me in that situation. V'ilachamuni chinam, and so they attacked me without any reason whatsoever. Tachas ahavti yistinuni, in return for my love. So what do? They hate me. They come after me, right? Vani tfila, but it doesn't matter. David Amel says, I'm always davening to you. It's like I'm a living tfila, says Rashi. Vayasimu alai dura tachas tova, they put evil onto in place of good. Vesina tachas avasi, and they hatred instead of my love in that situation. And so that's the way it goes. Now, according to this process, David HaMelech, for the next 19, the next 13 psukim, is going to highlight the curses that were hurled his way. Right, Hafkeid alav rasha v'satan yamud al yimino, put a wicked person over my enemies, or according to the Ibn Ezra and the Malbim. According to the Malbim, not the Ibn Ezra, he was saying this about what they were saying about him, that they should appoint a wicked person over them, the Satan yamod al yamino, and let a Satan stand on his right side, be shafto yetze rasha, when he gets judged, may come out condemned. In other words, when you judge Rishayim in your tribunal, you should condemn them. And let his tefillah be turned to sin. Yi yamav me'atim, he should live a short time. Make another person take his position. You bana v'yisoma v'ishto almana, let his children be yisoma and his wife be an almana. V'noa yaniu bana v'shielu, may his children constantly go from place to place and beg. V'darshu mechar voseim, and may they forage in the ruins. V'inakesh nosha l'chol ashalo, let the creditor seize everything. V'avozu zarim yigio, and may the aliens go through his, may be burglarized at night so that the day labor goes to waste. Al Yilo Moshe Chesed, may have no one who extends Chesed to him, Al Yichonin Li Yisomav, and may no one be good to his Yisomim. Yachriso Lahachris, may his posterity be cut off, and prosperity be cut off. Bedor Acher Yimach Shmam, and a generation later, let him just be cut off. Yizachar Avon Avosav El Hashem, may his father's Averos be remembered by Hashem. He's referring, of course, to Esav HaRasha. Bechatas Imo Al Timach, and his mother's sin shouldn't be erased anymore. The Medrash tells us, Rashi says, that at the time that Esav was born, he damaged his mother's womb so that she couldn't have any more children. And the Torah says nothing about the death of Rivka. Her death was healed because she didn't want anyone to be so inclined to curse her because of having Esav. Yuneged Hashem tamid v'yachris me'eretz Zichram. May they be before Hashem at all times, and may he cut off their memory forever. And may Hashem always remember Esav's crimes forever, and remember his memory and the children to be Yimach Shemo, says Rashi. Yana Shelo Zachar Asos Chesed. Esav dedicated his life to self-satisfaction. He didn't do Chesed. Vayirdof Ish Ani Ve'avion, he ran after the poor and the destitute. V'nichav Levav L'Moses, and the brokenhearted he went after until they were dead. Right, I have klalavat voeya. We love the curse, and now Esav cursed and denied Hashem, which is the same thing as cursing Hashem. When Esav sold his opportunity of the bechora, He says, Lama Zali Bechora. And so when he said those words, here's the return, right? Hashem says, Lama Zalacha Bechora. What do you need, a bracha? Lama Zalacha Bracha. Bechora and bracha are the same words. Beobash Klala Gemido. Esav wore Klala as his garment. And it came like water into his inside, like oil on his bones. The curses penetrated his essence. Tilog keneged kebeged yata. May it be like a garment which he wraps himself in. Ulemezach tamid yachgereha. And like it should be a belt which he always puts on himself. Let those curses be there. Zos pula sotnei meis Hashem. That's what happens. And that's the work for my adversaries. That's a good reward, says David HaMelech, for my adversaries, for their evil accomplishments. Adovri Moral Nashim, for those who speak badly about me, then I'd be like Esav. Ata Hashem Elokim, Osei Iti Leman Shemecha. Here Hashem Elokim, you should do this for me. Kitov Chaz Lechatzileni, save me so that I'll have the opportunity to learn your Torah and do the mitzvah, says Nesvarno. Ki ani ve'evion anochi, I'm poor and I'm destitute. Ve'libi chalal bekiri, my heart's deadened inside of me. Kitzel kintoso nesalachi, like a vanishing shadow. I am walking. And the narti karbe, I'm stirred up like a locust. As long as Shaul comes after me, I have to run from one hideout to another. I have no security. I get no rest. Right? Ki birkai kashal mitzon, my knees totter from fasting. Right, ubisari kachash mi shaman, and my flesh is lean without fat. Vani aisi charpolaim yiruni yinion rosham. I become a disgrace. They see me, they shake their heads. Ezrasi Hashem Elokai Hoshina kachas decha. Help me and save me according to your chesed. V'yedu ki yad chazos ata Hashem asisa. People will know that this is your actions. Yikalo hema v'ata tivarich. When they get cursed, you'll be blessed, because my enemies curse at me, I have no fear. Kamu vayavoshu ve'abdecha yisamach, they come up, but they'll be embarrassed, and your servants will rejoice. Yobashu sotnai klima, my adversaries will be covered in humiliation. V'yatu kamet yobashtam, and they'll wrap themselves in their shame. Ode Hashem ma'od b'fiyav, thank Hashem a lot. V'soch rabim ahalenu, ki yamod limin evyon, because when a poor person stands at the right, to save him from the people who condemn him. In other words, the Rishayim condemn the Tzaddikim to death, and Hashem saves him from his assailants. And so, hopefully, every Avir which a person commits creates a Malach which is destined to condemn him. The suffering of Galus inspires people to do tshuva and to call to Hashem to be at his right, and that will at least save the Galus from the angels that try the person to get people destroyed. And so instead, we hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that ability to not be destroyed, and Be'ezus Hashem to go from strength to strength. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.